We've known for a year and a half now that God is calling us to accept the change that's now upon us. This nation will probably never be the same again. We're at a flashpoint. Most major cities are on fire right now. Total anarchy, some cities. Terrible things have happened this past week since we saw each other. Had the tables been turned and it had been a black man on top of a white man, we wouldn't be talking about this morning. Is there a racial tension in this nation? You better believe. Is there racial prejudice in this nation? You better believe it. And instead of defending some indefenseless thing, we as a church need to cry out to God this morning. And it means every one of us. It means every one of us are under the searchlight of the Holy Spirit right now. Our hearts. Not somebody's heart that we saw on TV or read about on Facebook. It's our hearts. Joel chapter 2. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Joel chapter 2. Joel, second chapter. Joel prophesied in a time when the nation of Israel was running from God, as oftentimes they did. Every time God brought them back, they ran again. They enjoyed the richest blessings of the Lord when they were righteous. When they turned to their wicked ways, God let them go, let them to their enemy. Long ago, this nation turned its back on God. Long ago. And the church let it happen. Oh, once in a while we have a parade or a prayer meeting and start a campfire. Everybody gathers around the campfire and says, it's going to be okay, but it's not going to be okay. God responds to repentance. Look what he says in Joel chapter 2 and verse 13. Starting in verse 12. Now therefore says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him? A grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. And do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? And I believe this morning that this nation is asking, where is God? Where's justice, they're saying. Justice has not been shown. And what they're really saying is, where is God? As my Bible says, when we repent, times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Today we're celebrating Pentecost. I told my wife I would have loved to have been there those 10 days between the ascension of Christ and the visitation of the Holy Spirit and wonder what they were praying and crying out for. So this morning, I want us to pray and cry out. We're having communion this morning together. The elements are up here. They are purified by the Holy Spirit. And they're laying on a tray, so nobody's going to hand them to you. Come up and pick the wafer that you want and eat that. The cups are clean, so we can all rest assured that that's taking place. But come as we worship. Come in groups. Come one by one. Come as many times as you want. But this first little while this morning while we're together, I believe that we need to respond to the Lord here. I believe everywhere in this nation, the church needs to respond. But I'm not controlling the national church. I'm not controlling anything. But what I sense the Holy Spirit saying is, let our hearts be rent this morning. Where have we set up idols in our heart? This morning, my wife and I were sharing and praying, talking about this, and I was talking about how the Philistines had stolen the Ark of the Covenant. You remember the story. And they were proud that they had taken Israel's holy box from them. They took it and they set it by their god Dagon, as if Dagon was equal to God. Dagon and God could exist together. You know the story. The first night, what happened? Dagon fell on his face. So the idiots with ears propped him back up. Went to sleep the next night. The next day they got up, Dagon's head and hands were cut off. The fear of the Lord came on him, and they sent the ark back to Israel. We have allowed the country to dictate to us who God is. And as I looked at that idol this morning, as I was envisioning that thing, I looked at Dagon and I looked at his face and I saw me. I saw my face. That somehow I could exist with God. That somehow I could say something that God is saying. And I can't. It's God. It's God alone. Our hearts need to be rent this morning. What idols have we set up in our hearts? And if we look close enough, it's our face. It's us that we've set before God. It's time to let Him come in again. It's time to be in one mind, one accord. Flush out all that stuff that we've allowed to take us away from our purpose and heritage that God has given us as a nation. As a nation of church. As citizens of heaven. This is our time. This is our time to say, God, cleanse me, wash me, make me clean. I believe He wants to visit us this morning, folks. I can't get any heavier than what I'm feeling on my heart right now. I'm sorry if this is sobering. It needs to be. Our nation will never be the same again. Never. Never. But it can be a great nation. Back in the late 60s, most of us, I was a young man, 1969, I was in ninth grade, but I can remember every night, riots, people going to Canada, people upset about Vietnam. Almost every night on the 6 o'clock news, they were at some airport where coffins were being taken off planes of our young men and women that were dying in Vietnam. How many remember that? Cities on fire, college campuses in riots. It was a bad time. It was probably almost tantamount to what's happening right now. Today might be worse, I don't know. But in Duquesne University in 1969, a bunch of priests and nuns were together crying out to God for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Almost 90 of them together in a room. And the Holy Spirit came, shook the place where they were at. It birthed what was known as the Charismatic Movement. And that lasted all the way through to the early 80s. 12 to 15 years of the greatest influx of Christians America has ever seen at once coming to the church. It revitalized the church. It refocused the church. I'm saying, could this be a time like that? Could the few of us in this room, putting our hearts before God, saying, God, cleanse us and wash us clean. We want to see Rochester shaken. We want to see Fulton County shaken with your power. So as we worship, I'm going to pray, as we worship, come, rend your hearts. Rend your hearts before God. Allow Him to do a deep work in you. Let's see what happens. Father, I pray this morning, Lord, as we worship You, I pray, I love these people so much, God. I've been asking all day. I've been asking this week, God, to rend my heart. Search my heart with Your Spirit, God. The searchlight of the Holy Ghost on my heart. God, I've set up idols in my heart. I've tried to be comfortable. I've tried to not look at the mess that we're in this nation. But God, I look. I have Your eyes this morning. I have Your ears this morning. God, I say, whatever You need to do, get my heart ready, God, to receive those that are asking, where is your God? Father, I pray that for each and every one this morning, Lord. Lord, as we come before you, oh, Father, search our hearts just now, God. Allow us for every marriage in this room, God, may it be refocused. For every relationship, may it be refocused, God. If we have anything against one another, may we take care of that, God. Put us in one mind and one accord this morning and one heart in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Let's worship together. Come in communion anytime you're ready. Just come. Fill the altars. Leadership will be here. If I could have the board members, just be aware. If anybody needs prayer, come. We'll pray with you. If you need to get your heart right, you need something, you need a touch from God, we're here. Let's just minister before the Lord now. We appreciate so much the presence of the Lord. Appreciate so much His presence. I'm glad He's in charge. We see a pattern in God's Word over and over and over again. I sent y'all the letter from John Shiver. And as is common with John, he doesn't write just a paragraph. If you talk with John, he doesn't talk just for 5 minutes. If you ask him a question, you better be ready for a 3-hour answer. That's just the way he is. He's very detailed, very descriptive. And if you have not read the letter in its entirety, or the prophetic word, actually, in its entirety, I adjure you, I beg you to read it, because it is where our nation is right now. But there's a pattern in God's Word in Joel that we just read. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Call for the priest, call for the bridegroom and the bride to come out and all of that, and cry out to God, rend your hearts, pray, repent. Then after that, times of refreshing come from the presence of God. Amen. And we need to enjoy the presence of the Lord. If you've truly repented this morning, you've asked God to search your heart, and if you've done that over the next couple of days, God is going to show you little things that you've got to remove out of your life, and that's okay. It's going to be all right. God will replace everything, amen? Anytime we give up something for God, He gives us so much more. Am I the only one that's ever experienced that? Come on, somebody. And so there's refreshing in us. And he says in Joel, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Thank God we get to sleep, old men. How many say amen? And young men will see visions. I say, God, give me more sleep so I can dream more. I always need more sleep. But there's times of refreshing for the church. And then, listen, and then God calls us to intercede and pray for those that we live among. There are terrible things happening in our nation. Just read this morning where people in Dallas went to protest, and they already had pallets of bricks waiting for them when they got there. Are you hearing me? Just saw the guy from St. Paul, Minnesota. The police chief there said they made hundreds of arrests and none of them were from the state of Minnesota. People being shipped in to confuse and to terrorize our cities. Paid to go and terrorize our cities. It may have started in a pure fashion, but it's gone way beyond the pale. And who knew that we could cure coronavirus by rioting? Who knew? Nobody's mentioned 6-foot distances. Nobody's mentioning masks. Nobody's mentioning anything. But they're burning the heck out of private businesses. The world has lost its mind. Times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. John detailed Chronicles. And it's the same thing, the same patterns in Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Not only them, but their land. And so we've cried out to God today, and I'm not in your heart. I don't know what you've done. As God searched your heart, He'll continue to do that. Now we need to cry out for the soul of our nation. The very nation that we're leaving our children and our grandchildren is on the line right now. All the power of hell has been unleashed on our nation. But I serve a great God. I serve a powerful God. And God is going to pour out His Spirit. When He's had enough, He's had enough. I'm hearing from heaven that God has had enough. And we've done and we'll continue to do what God has called us to do. Humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face. And then right after that, turning from their wicked ways, and then they interceded and prayed for the nation to be healed. And so this morning, on this day of days, this day of the birth of the church, you know, it's not unlike that day of Pentecost. 380 people had an invitation to go to the upper room to pray, and they missed it. You talk about being upset. How'd you like to have missed that meeting? Wow. It's not unlike that today. Many people have not turned to God yet, but they're asking where God is. We know where God's at. Our declaration, our prayers will move the Father's heart. Nothing is instigated in heaven without prayer. God is waiting for us to cry out, intercede to cry out. He says, if my people will pray, then I will act. God has not changed. God has not changed. So it's a pretty heavy letter. And then at the end here, John finally gets to where I want to go today. We're going to ask the Lord to visit us with His Holy Spirit. I mean to tell you, this guy can talk. 15 pages, 16, 17 pages. My goodness. Single space. He says, the bad news is our nation's heart condition without immediate surgery is dire. The good news is the greatest heart surgeon ever, the Holy Spirit, is here. And He is ready to do the surgery that's desperately needed now. God is great in mercy, forgiveness, loving kindness, faithfulness to His people. He wants to forgive and heal our land by saying another great awakening to our nation that will bring multitudes to Himself. Boy, I've been praying that prayer a long time. Have you? We are not waiting upon Him. He is ready and waiting on us to simply comply with these four requirements. And He will act. We believe it's going to happen because there's still a faithful remnant of people in this land, and they're here today, that understand the seriousness of what is really going on. They still believe He has given us time and a way of escape from the certain coming judgment of locusts and pestilences in 2 Chronicles 7:13 and 14. They understand that it doesn't take every person, but it does take a sufficient portion of God's people to respond. These people are willing to be counted in the number that will pay whatever price to meet His demands. Are we willing to pay that price? I believe we are. So I want to cry out to God as we worship. John, you picked the song. As we worship, cry out to God and ask Him to fill us with His Holy Spirit to overflowing. We've repented. We've got our hearts right. Fill us. And then we're going to intercede for our nation. Father, as we worship this morning, God, I thank You for Your Holy Spirit that was sent from heaven on that day of Pentecost. God, we're not asking the Holy Spirit to come from heaven. He's already in us. Holy Spirit, rise within us. Refill us this morning with Your Holy Spirit. Fill us with joy, with peace. Lord, fill us with comfort, God, in our hearts. God, help us, Lord. Thank You for restoring our relationship with our husband, our wife, our friends, our church. We're all with one mind and one accord here this morning. And we ask You to fill us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and worship. Phil, the Lord would say that He is sending a mighty rushing wind again upon this nation. and it will turn around so quickly that no one would believe it could have happened. I, the Lord, have whispered up to this point, but I am getting ready to shout, saith the Lord. I'm getting ready to shout across this nation. The enemy has had his hour. The enemy has had his time. And I say, no more. I'm coming for my harvest. I have a sickle in my hand. I have fire in my eyes. I'm coming for my church. I'm coming to turn the church back to me. I am the Father. I am the one that cried out from the very beginning. I am the one that sent the Savior. And I whisper no more, but I will shout. And you will see in this next few days such a move of my Spirit that it would confuse the enemy and it would disperse the enemy. And I will pour my Spirit upon this land, says your God. Hallelujah! 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 Yes, God! Yes, God! Yes, God! Hallelujah! Pour your Spirit out, God. Pour your Spirit out, God. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. This nation, God has not given up on. God has not given up on this nation. Our greatest days lie ahead. Our greatest days. Those that find refuge in God will find solace, peace, joy, prosperity, blessing. Those that don't seek the shelter of God will experience something they never experienced before. And we need to pray as many as possible would hear the word of the Lord. We need to pray and intercede for those that we love. Our friends, family. They need to come to God. We need to cry out to God and intercede and stand in the gap for the absolute horrible things that are happening in our nation. We don't want things to go back the way they were. We want a new day. God, give us a new day. Give us a new day. So we're going to sing this song. Rachel, what's her last name? Rachel Schaefer, Tim Sheets' daughter, wrote this song for America. Would you sing with me? And as we're singing, let's intercede that peace would come to the cities. People would finally hear what God is saying to our great nation.
One nation undivided under God. From the rolling hills where children play to the sunny streets of East LA. Heal this nation, oh God, we pray. To be for this nation we won't come. this nation. Oh God, we pray. Liberty, freedom true, we call this nation back to you. Your destiny is to be such a time. Revive us, your glory fall. Hear our cry, forgive our sins. We humble ourselves once again. Heal our land, your will be done. Break through the darkness, shine your light. We were born for such a
Father, we do pray for our nation this morning, Lord. Lord, oh God, this few group of people that are gathered here today, God, humble ourselves before you. God, we join other voices all across this land that's praying for our nation. God, we're coming apart at the seams. God, it almost seems like we're on the edge of civil war, Father. But Lord, in the impossible realm that this is, God, you are able to intervene. Matter of fact, you said you would intervene, God. Lord, that you would turn hearts around, oh God. So, Father, we pray for our mayors and our governors. Lord, we pray, oh God, for our leaders in each city, God, that they would hear the cry of heaven. God, that they would hear the cry of heaven. God, that your shout would be heard by their ears, Lord. Though those stuffed with sin, God, their ears would be open to hear your righteous call, God. You even called an evil king, Nebuchadnezzar, to declare your word. And God, we pray that mayors and governors and the president and from the White House down would declare your word, God. And Father, that you would have your way in this land that we love, Lord. Oh God, we pray, we stand in the gap, God. We pray that eyes would be open, ears would be open. Those that are demonstrating would be stopped, God. Lord, those that are destroying personal property would be stopped, God. That you would move on behalf of your kingdom, God. May your kingdom come and your will be done in the United States of America. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated if you can. Wait until now for my message. My message is only going to be about an hour or so. You've got time. Just kidding. You do have something to say, right? Amen. I love you all so much. You could always stop by and see us at 411 Pontiac. We'd love to have you. Coffee's always on. Trust me, coffee is always on. So if you're a coffee drinker, it will be available for you. We love you so much.
Well, Father, we're so thankful. We're so very thankful, oh God. Just as we came expecting to see a move of your Spirit, Lord, you are so faithful to show us your love and your mercy and your grace, oh God. Father, I pray that as we leave today, Lord, that those things that you've spoken to our spirits, those things that you've wooed us with, oh God, those things that you've emblazoned in our hearts, oh God, Lord, that we would take them to our communities, to our sphere of influence, to those around us, to our families and our friends, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a word to speak. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, in this day, in this hour, we are here. We are here because you've placed us here for this time, in this day, in this hour. Thank you, Lord, for filling us, for cleansing us, for igniting us, oh God, for doing a new work in our lives even this day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.